paragraph Chaf Hei. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to take a pasuk in Yirmiyahu HaNavi and tie it into everything we're learning here. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu chapter 3, Bayomim Hohemo, Lo Yomru Oid Aroin Bris Hashem. In those days, the time will come when they will no longer say that this is just the Torah of Hashem. Bo'esahu yikru liYerushalayim kisei Hashem. On that day, they're going to declare Yerushalayim as the throne of Hashem. V'lo yelchu oid achrei shrirus libam hora. And they will no longer follow their bad desires, the direction, the wrong kind of direction that the left side of their heart is pushing them to. Now, Rav Nosson Zal explains again. Yerushalayim, the word Yerushalayim represents tefillah, because the Gemara tells us that the word Yerushalayim is two words, Yerushalayim, complete respect and complete fear of Hashem, which is tefillah, as we learned earlier. Tefillah is Shleimus HaYira. There's a pasuk, Yiras Hashem Hi Tishalol, that fear of Hashem is tefillah. Kishom HaBeis HaMikdash. Basi, Beis Tefillah, because in Yerushalayim you have the Beis HaMikdash, which is the house of Hashem, which is called a house of prayer, right? She'ikar Shleimus HaToyro Yihye Kishetovoy L'Toyach B'chines Yerushalayim Daino L'Toyach HaTefillah. The main Shleimus of Toyro is when the Toyro comes into Yerushalayim, which is Tefillah. Because when a person is zeicha to take the Torah and make tefillah from it, then the person is zeicha to fulfill the Torah, not just to learn it. To be zeicha to do it, when a person begs Hashem with his whole heart the right way, to be zeicha to understand what he learned, to be zeicha to retain it, and most important of all, to be zeicha to fulfill everything he learned, Hashem helps him and he does fulfill it. Because the Gemara says the main thing is not just the learning, it's the action. Now Rav Nosson Zal quotes another pasuk. The pasuk says, "Kchu imochem dvorim veshuvu el Hashem." Bring with you words and return to Hashem. This is a pasuk, and the Gemara in Yuma says, you know what this refers to? Confession. That when a person wants to return to Hashem, when a person wants to do tshuva, you know what you need? You need words. You have to, Hashem says, talk to me. There's a famous pasuk, Mechase Pshov Lo Yatzliach. A person who tries to cover up his sins will not succeed. Umoide, whereas a person who admits, Ve'oizev, and he does his best to leave the sins, Yerucham. That person Hashem will have Rachmonas on him. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, look what it says, Dvorim Daiko, words. Why? Ki bevadai ha-tshuva kosha ma'oid. Because tshuva is definitely something that's very difficult. Lizko is le-tshuva, to be zeicha to real tshuva, meaning to be zeicha to properly regret everything I did wrong and never to repeat it again. Rav Nosson Zal explains what's so hard about that. Ki me'achar shegam koidem shechoto v'nislach lech bavoinois v'nilkat b'metzudois hayetzohoro loy hoye loy koyach la'amoy kenegdoi. Since before I did these sins, before I got all filthy and messed up and everything, I didn't have the willpower to stand up to my yetzohoro. He won, and I ended up following his advice and guidance, and now I got all of this filth and mud all over me of all the averis that I did. So if before I got muddied up, I listened to him, mikol shkein ech yochel lamoid kenegdoi achar kach shekvar nitfas b'mash nitfas. How can I expect now that I have all of this mud and slop all over, now that I did all of these sins, how can I expect that now I'm going to have the strength to extricate myself out of this and not to listen to him again, you know, to stand up to the Yetzahara. Alkein Iker Hatshuva Al Yedei Amiras Tehillim. This is why we stressed before that the main ability to do tshuva is dependent on saying Tehillim. Shehu Bechinas Hispoiridus. Tehillim is an example of Hispoiridus. It's the Hispoiridus of Dovra Melech. Veho Iker, and the most important aspect of this is Kisha oisin mehat toirois tfilois, we said. When a person is going to make tfila out of Torah, she'oz yochoy ledabra bepival kol ponim, then at least he's able to talk. Ulevakesh mi Hashem izborach al kol devrei haTorah. He's able to ask Hashem for every single detail of the Torah. Al kol mitzvah mitzvah, for every individual mitzvah, she'yizkeh lekaymot, that Hashem should give me the privilege of fulfilling the mitzvah, v'lo shaveilav, and to return to Hashem. Ubifrat al advorim shekvar over aleim, and especially regarding those things that I violated, chas v'shalom, those things that I messed up, whereby I talk about it, Hashem, I apologize, I express my regret, and I beg Hashem, help me not to repeat that. Vaydeze yizke l'tshuva, and when a person does that, they'll be zoche to tshuva. Bechinas, as the pasuk says clearly, k'hu imochem dvorim v'shuvu, bring words with you and you'll return. So the Torah is promising you that if you'll come with words, you will succeed in your tshuva. V'ze bechinas havidui shel Yom Kippur. Rav Nosson says, now I'll explain to you what's so special about vidui, confession, that on Yom Kippur, the most important day of the year, most of the time, we're saying vidui. We go over it 10 times. We say the vidui 10 different times. Twice in each one of the 5 Shmonesreis. Once by us and once in the... It's unbelievable how much confession. Rav Nosson Zal says, Shepertim ba vidui kol hachatuim. We enumerate in our vidui, we elaborate, we speak, you know, we openly speak about each and every one of the sins. Umischarten alein, and we express our regret over it. Umevakshem Hashem Yisborach, and we request of Hashem, Yirotzen milfonecho shaloyechta, may it be your will that I will not sin. Nimtza, so Rav Nosson says, you know what that is? She'oisen mehatoyra tfila. That's another perfect example of making Torah into tefillah. What's the Torah? Dehainu mikol mitzvois haTorah shemazkir shofar aleihem. Every single mitzvah in the Torah that I'm mentioning now, that I'm saying, Hashem, I'm sorry I did not fill the mitzvah of respect for my parents. I had so many different opportunities to help them and to act in a good way, and I was silly. I didn't do it. So listen to what I'm doing here. I'm taking the Torah, the words in the Torah, Kabe de Savich Semecha, and I'm speaking about them, and I'm apologizing to Hashem over the fact that I violated those words, I went against it, and I'm begging Hashem to help me correct it, to help me fulfill Kibbutz. That's Torah. I'm making Torah into Tefillah. He's asking Hashem to save him in the future, and to forgive him for the past, to the point where it should be considered as if I fulfilled the entire Torah. I'm going mitzvah for mitzvah, apologizing for how I wronged this mitzvah, how I transgressed this mitzvah, and begging Hashem to be zecher to fulfill the mitzvah. So Rav Nosson says, "Ad sheyenech shav ki'ilu kiyem kol haTorah." If a person does this properly, it could be considered as if he fulfilled the entire Torah. Shekol zehu bechinas tefila she'oisin mitorah. This is again a perfect example of making tefila out of Torah. Nimtza shekol hayoyim shel Yom Kippurim oiskim la'asos mehaTorah tefila. So if a person wants to put on his glasses and look a little carefully at what people don't realize is, people go to shul, they know you go to shul on Yom Kippur and you say all kinds of stuff, but nobody bothers to look at and to think carefully, what am I saying, what am I doing? That what I'm actually doing, what all Jews in all shuls throughout the world are doing on Yom Kippur is, they're being Breslev HaSidim, whether they know it or not. They're following Rabbeinu Zal's most powerful advice of making Torah into tefillah. That's what 90% of the prayers of Yom Kippur are all about. Al yidei ribui havidui m'shoimrim us, through the elaborate, you know, confessions that we're saying throughout Yom Kippur. Ki oz tzrichen lekach, because that's when you really need this most on Yom Kippur. Why? Ki oz yoim ho'achroim shel arboim yomim ho'achroinim. Because Yom Kippur is the final day of the final 40-day period. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven 3 times, 40 days at a clip. The third round, the last 40 days, finished on Yom Kippur. She'oz iker gemar hatikin shel cheto egel. That's when we really are putting an end to the stain and to the terrible, you know, Pigam of the Egel Azor, of the golden calf. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu got it erased completely, just about. She'ovru ala Torah, where the Jews went against the Torah. They worshipped idols. Idol worship means going against every single mitzvah in the Torah. You're denying Hashem. She'ikar hatikin alidei she'oisin mihatoiris tfilois. And as we've been learning in this whole chapter, the greatest tikkun for going against the Torah is making Torah into tefillah. Shazehu bechinas shloishes remidoi shel rachmim shenizgalu lemoishel is bishvila tikkun ganal. And as we learned earlier, that this was why on Shavuos Hashem gave the Jews the Torah. But we see after the Jews got the Torah, they were still able to make a golden calf. The Torah alone didn't do it for them. It wasn't enough for them. They were able to mess up unbelievably. And after they messed up, that's when Hashem said, oh, I see we forgot the most important ingredient in the cake. We forgot the flour. We got the sugar and the cocoa and the chocolate and we left out one little thing, the flour, the tefillah. And that's when Hashem revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Yud Gimel Midah Shorachmim, that if you'll take tefillah and put that with Torah, then you're invincible. Then the Yetzer Hara can't get you. And Chas Shalom, if he does get you, you're able to get the sin erased. You're able to do a complete tshuva through this knowledge of knowing how to make from Torah tefillah. Paragraph Chavov. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to address another pasuk in Yirmiyah. The next three paragraphs of Likutei Halachos are going to take a pasuk in Yirmiyah Hanavi, which we touched on before, but now Rav Nosson Zal is going to elaborate it and tie it all together. Vezehu, this is the pasuk in Yirmiyah Hanavi, chapter 31, where the Navi says, Admosai tischamokin habas hashoveva. How long are you going to hide from me, you daughter who are shovav, you know, who are doing bad things? Ki boro Hashem chadosha boretz, because Hashem has created something new in the world. Nekeva tesoivev gever. The female will circle the male. Upirish Rashi, Haposik le'inyan tshuva. Rashi HaKadosh over there in Yirmiyah Hanavi explains, shows how that posik is speaking about the concept of tshuva. Vezeh l'shoin Rashi. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to quote Rashi's words there. Tischamokin tisteri mimeni. The word tischamokin means you're hiding from me. She'at boishe lo shuvalai mipnei darkech. Hashem says you're ashamed to return to me because of your bad ways, you know, because you did bad things. Hine chadosh onivreis boretz. Hashem has introduced something new into the world. Shehanekeva tachzor achra zohar levaksho shisena. That the female will go after the man to seek him out that he should marry her. Leshoin aseva vovoir avaksho. As the pasuk says in Shir Shirim, I'll go all around the city, I will seek. Ad kan l'shoin Rashi. Rav Nosson says these are the words of Rashi HaKodesh over there in Yirmiyah Hanavi. V'lechoira ma inyan nekeva tesoivev gever. Rav Nosson says, but what's this all about? What is this whole business about the woman circling the man? Shehanekeva tachzer achar zochra. That the woman is going to seek out the man le'inyan tshuva. What does that have to do with tshuva? Rashi says it's talking about tshuva. What does that have to do with tshuva? Achal pi hanal. However, based on what we've learned, mevoyer hated, you'll be able to understand this very well. Ki ish veisha zochor unekeva sharosham lamalo lamalo b'mokim gavoya moid. Because man and woman, male and female, their origin is in a very, very high place spiritually. They come from a very high place. Shekol hayichudim huelyonim tluyim bohem. All the heavenly unifications of Hashem kavyachol are tied into this concept of male and female. Ukemuvan b'chol sefer haZohar HaKodesh v'kisvei HaAriZal, as is described constantly throughout the Zohar HaKodesh, the writings of the Arizal, the whole concept of Yichud Kodesh Brichu Shchintei, Hashem and the Shechina, Hashem and Knesset Yisrael, all of that is a concept of male and female. We know that in heaven there is no chas v'shol male or female. There's nothing physical whatsoever, but it's a spiritual concept. V'heim b'chinas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael. Male and female represent Hashem and the Jewish people, or Hashem and the Shekhinah, v'heim b'chinas Torah shebichsav v'Torah shebal peh. Another form of male and female is the written Torah is called male, the oral Torah is called female, because again, the oral Torah is nothing other than what it receives from the written Torah. The oral Torah is an explanation, an elaboration. It produces from the written Torah, just like the female produces from what she gets from her husband. Shehein b'chinas Torah u'tfila. And another form of this male and female is Torah and tfila. Ki tfila hi b'chinas Torah shebal peh, because tfila corresponds to the oral Torah. Ki ikar shleimus ha'tfila hi kisha'is me'a Torah tfila, because as we learned before, the main perfection of tfila is when you take Torah and make it into tfila. Sheze b'chinas Torah shebal peh. That's what the Gemara is all about. That's what the oral Torah is all about. Ki yefsher lasais b'shleimus mehatorah tefila kimayde b'chinas Torah shebal peh. Because it's impossible to turn Torah into tefila, really, unless you're working with the Torah shebal peh. Shehu b'chinas klolius kol achidushin d'oraisa shemechatshim kol echad v'echad. The Torah shebal peh represents all the new, all the revelations of Torah, which each rabbi revealed. Shekulam nimshachem b'chinas ruchay shel Moshiach, where they draw from the spirit of Moshiach. Shezeicher lehischatshes haTorah b'tachlis hashleimus. We know that Moshiach is going to be the one who's going to have the greatest ability to bring new revelations of Torah. Shehu b'chinas oiraisa datikas timo, that highest level of Torah that's going to be revealed when Moshiach comes. Vayidei chidushin elu yenimshach ze aderech b'shleimus b'olam lasis me'atoras tefilas v'kanal. And as we explained earlier, when Mashiach comes, and there's going to be this incredible revelation of highest level of Torah, that's when the Jews are going to achieve the greatest success in making Torah into tefillah. The Oz Leinis Bayish Loshev Lashem Yisborach, and then we won't be too ashamed to return to Hashem. Afilu Masinu Masheh Asinu, no matter what we've done wrong. Vafilu Manachnu Achshev K'moy Shoyu Onu Yodim Atzmeinu Kolech Vecher. And even if we're as bad as we know we are, each and every one of us knows how terrible he is. Afal Pikein Al Piderech Azel Lasis Mitoris Tfilois Hanim Shechatim Bchinas Esnoitzes Moshiach Shem Esnoitzes Lovet Meir Remenu. Still, by following this derech of making Torah into tefillah, where we're drawing now from some of that light that's going to be revealed when Mashiach comes very shortly, bevadai lo yismameo oid chas hashom. If we do this, then Mashiach will not procrastinate anymore. Kemoy shismameo ad heina, as he's been procrastinating till now, as he's been waiting till now. By following this derech of making Torah into tefillah, all of us, no matter where we're at, will have the ability to return to Hashem. Me'achar shekol tshuvaseinu v'tikvaseinu v'techalteinu l'Hashem Yisborach hu rak al yedei tefillah. Since our whole tshuva and hope and yearning to Hashem is through tefillah, we're yearning and pleading and begging Hashem to bring us close to Him. And Hashem should help us with His great strength, and with His wondrous kindness, to fulfill the Torah at least from now. Starting now, we should be zecher to start fulfilling the Torah properly. Al kein ato bevadai ein lanu lipoel bedateinu milispa lo shel Hashem Yisborach. A person who knows this certainly has no excuse to be down, to give up hope, and to say, I can't pray to Hashem, machma shemaseinu em koigem, because my deeds are no good, because I messed up so terribly. Kehaloi adarabah, zeu bi'atzmoi bakashen zem Hashem Yisborach. Because this is our tefillah. We're pleading with Hashem, shehu yazreinu l'sakein maseinu, that Hashem should help me correct my deeds. Hashem should help me be better. Uboze onu yecholim la'asoik tomid. This is something that a person could always do. There's never, ever a time a person can't do this. Ad sheyirachim aleinu min hashamayim, until Hashem will take pity on us from heaven, from above, lemalos bakashasenu, and fulfill our request. Hu be'emes, the truth is, mi shehu chozok baderech hazeh, laharbois behispoidedus, velasos mi'atoros tfilois, Ulaharbois betfilos kailu tomed yech shehir. A person who is strong in following this path of having a lot of hispoidus and making Torah into tefillah and make a lot of these kind of tefillahs, no matter yeh ma yeh sheyeh, bevada yeh achrisay toiv, this person's end will definitely be a good one. He will definitely end up on the right side of the fence with the tzaddikim in Gan Eden. V'soif kol soif, bevada yoshev l'ashem isborach. And in the end, he will definitely be zocheh to real tshuva, be'emes, real tshuva. Kasher hevanenu mipiv hakodesh kam upon him, as we understood from Rabbi Nazal's words many times, ukemavor mizeh besvorav hakdoshim, and as it's explained throughout Rabbi Nazal's teachings.